Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, JT. Raiders fullback Owen Schmidt is quickly becoming a fan favorite throughout the Raider Nation. It's his passion for the game that reminds a lot of fans of former Raider fullback John Ritchie. For me, I just love the fact that he has the best nickname in the NFL, the Runaway Beer Truck.
You've got the nickname, the Runaway Beer Truck. How do you take that? When you hear that name, what was the first thought that came to your mind?
I mean, some people probably would take it as a insult maybe, but I kind of wear it as a badge of honor or whatever. You know, just it's kind of a funny thing. You know, blue-collar guy, you know, comes from small-town beginnings and stuff.
You got to look about yourself. The beard. Tell me about this look, because looking at pictures of you, there are so many different styles you've gone through.
I've been through many styles. You know, I had the mohawk for a while. Then I had long hair, sort of. And then I had whatever this has become.
I know that you enjoy music. Mm-hmm. You know, and being in a band, you've got to have a look. Do you play in a band?
I play in a band back east called the Davison Brothers Band. Kind of like an honorary member, I guess. You know, whenever I'm back, you know, I try to play as much as I can with them.
Now, I'm a little disappointed that you didn't bring the guitar. The next time we see you back, you know it's pretty much required.
Okay, we'll jam session.
Okay.
Yeah, unplugged. Or maybe I'll just bring a full stack in the Les Paul and just rock out a couple E chords.
I like it. What style of music do you play most?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Owen Schmidt, Owen.
It was just one thing. I used to just love AC/DC was like the greatest thing that I ever
had. Love them.
But listening to new things in blues, jazz, you know, rock and roll, metal, country, you know, reggae, funk. I don't know. I've developed like more and more tastes for all the type of music and try to just incorporate, you know, a couple small things here and there from each group, you know, into what I do.
I see you as someone that's really almost like a bulldozer, if you will.
Yeah, that's probably my style. I don't, you know, not too many moves. What my grandfather kind of, you know, always instilled in me when I was a younger kid, just toughness, be tough, you know, be a bruising guy, try to wear down teams.
Does your grandfather still give you advice, or how much did he tell you about this game?
Oh, yeah. He's just been so influential, you know. He raised me, you know, half of my life in a very influential stage of my life, you know, growing up. The first football camp I ever went to, you know, he told me, you know, you got to go as an O-lineman. And I was like, I do not want to be an O-lineman, you know. But the key was, is he wanted me to learn how to block, and that's, you know, a huge fundamental part of this game. And now, obviously, I thank him for it. But, you know, that's kind of how it all got going. And then, you know, he calls me after games, and I think he grades me harder than the coaches do here.
What is it like blocking for a player like Darren McFadden?
Oh, it's extreme honor. You know, Darren's a great player. You know, I want to make him even better by opening holes for him. That's my role on this team. I'm a blocker, and hopefully we can just, you know, keep rolling.
What do you like about playing for this team, the Oakland Raiders?
Oh, man. Physical team, young guys, everyone's spirited about this season. You know, new staff, new beginning to this chapter in the Raiders' history, and I'm just glad I can be a part of the whole new restructuring of the team.
Your definition of a Raider?
Someone who is committed to excellence, someone who's willing to punch the clock day in, day out. Come here, whether it's a grind or not, put in the work, and at the end of the day be like, I did everything I could to get better today. And just the next day, forget about that day, you know, you had yesterday, and come again to punch the clock and bring a hard edge.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Jeanette. As we close the show, our thoughts and prayers go out to Raiders defensive line coach Terrell Williams on the passing of his 4-year-old son. The entire Raider Nation has a heavy heart. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. I'll see you Sunday in Oakland.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.